two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 445, the three things you need to know this hour first.
As they work to clean up from what they're calling a 500-year storm, people in Cedar City are bracing for potentially more flooding. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jude.
Second, Instagram is adding a bunch of new privacy features for kids under 16. It will automatically make accounts of users under 16 private by default, limit the way advertisers can reach young adults, and stop suspicious accounts from interacting with them. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays to the north on both north and southbound I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. Also, slowdowns on I-84. This is due to a roadside fire as you're traveling through South Weber. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered thunderstorms continue to pop across Utah. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now, 93 degrees, and time for KSL's top national stories from ABC.
President Biden hasn't ruled out requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for all federal employees.
It's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you.
Yesterday, the Department of Veterans Affairs gave frontline workers 8 weeks to get the shots. The CDC is recommending even those who are vaccinated wear masks indoors in locations where infections, especially from the Delta variant, are surging. And as the kids head back to class in the weeks to come,
CDC recommends that everyone in K-12 schools wear a mask indoors, including teachers, staff, students, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status.
Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, a Maryland man is under arrest charged with sending threatening emails to Dr. Anthony Fauci and his family. ABC News has learned that the Justice Department has informed six former Trump DOJ officials they can participate in a congressional investigation into the January attack on the Capitol. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Multiple capital injuries!
Hearings began today on the January 6th attack at the Capitol. The House committee heard from four officers who were attacked by rioters. D.C. police officer Michael Fanone says that he had a heart attack during that violence. In no uncertain terms, he describes the experience.
At some point during the fighting, I was dragged from the line of officers and into the crowd. I heard someone scream, "I got one!" As I was swarmed by a violent mob, they ripped off my badge. They grabbed and stripped me of my radio. They seized ammunition that was secured to my body. They began to beat me with their fists and with what felt like hard metal objects. At one point, I came face to face with an attacker who repeatedly lunged for me and attempted to remove my firearm. I heard chanting from some in the crowd, "Get his gun and kill him with his own gun."
Officer Fanone was later diagnosed with a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, and PTSD. And to make matters worse, he says many people don't even believe the trauma he experienced.
What makes the struggle harder and more painful is to know so many of my fellow citizens, including so many of the people I put my life at risk to defend, are downplaying or outright denying what happened. I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful. My law enforcement career prepared me to cope with some of the aspects of this experience. Being an officer, you know your life is at risk whenever you walk out the door, even if you don't expect otherwise law-abiding citizens to take up arms against you. But nothing, truly nothing, has prepared me to address those elected members of our government who continue to deny the events of that day, and in doing so, betray their oath of office.
More than 550 people have been arrested in relation to that riot. More hearings, testimony are expected. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese with the latest.
We've had a couple of vehicle fires that have been affecting the drive. One is in Parley's Canyon, eastbound on I-80 near Lambs Canyon. It's now out of traffic to the shoulder, but we have had some slowdowns because of that. And then on the 21st South Freeway, a vehicle fire had been blocking a right lane of traffic just after Bangor Highway. Also on the 201, some slowing going eastbound from Magna into 7200 West and delays southbound I-15, Murray to 90th South, Sandy. Len?
And because of that, Bangor Highway is tight from California Avenue to the 201 and approaching from the other direction from 3500 South. And further south in that construction zone from 6200 South to 5400 South as they do a little bit of bridge work. Going over the point of the mountain on I-15 looks pretty good, but you have some northbound slowing in Utah County from Linden up to Wing, and that is near Pleasant Grove. Steve?
Drive right now, northbound 15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City as you roll into Davis County. But typical slowdowns waiting for you there. Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base. And thick traffic on the southbound side between Riverdale and Clearfield. And fires still causing big backups on westbound I-84 just before the 475 East exit. That's in South Weber. The right lane is closed there. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah physicians. That's True North Wealth. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, everyone's been asking for rain, and we have it. Central Utah seeing some thunderstorms today, and some of those storms are drifting into northern Utah. We have a slight chance of some scattered storms this afternoon. Overnight low of 74. Widespread thunder, rain, lightning, and on storms on Wednesday with a high of 97. Scattered thunderstorms linger Thursday, and then more widespread storms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Temperatures each day get a little cooler, dropping down into the upper 80s as we head into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 93 degrees, 87 degrees in Provo, and 94 degrees in St. George.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right. Just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit SSFCU.org for details.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
KSL News Time, 4:55. We are watching Utah's money. College just got a little more accessible for Walmart employees. Company pledged to pay for tuition for part and full-time workers. The program is part of the company's $1 billion commitment to career training. KSL Drives. Tesla may be known for its electric cars, but the company's quarterly earnings show growth in energy storage and solar as well. Tesla reported more than $800 million in revenue from those sectors. The $300 unemployment benefit has been restored in some states after some jobless Americans filed lawsuits. Maryland and Indiana will have to reinstate the extra benefits. Utah ended its $300 bonus program in late June. On Wall Street today, the Dow sunk 85 points, finishing the day at 35,082. S&P was down by 20. The NASDAQ was also down, but by 180 points. A new Jeopardy record has been set, but it's not one to be proud of.
LeVar Burton finally debuted as guest host of Jeopardy Monday night.
I am thrilled.
It's a dream job for Burton, and there's been a big push by fans to see the Star Trek actor and Reading Rainbow host in the role, and his first night was historic. Though not for anything he did, but for what contestant Patrick Pierce did. Pierce now holds the distinction of earning the lowest total in the game show's history, finishing Double Jeopardy with minus $7,400. Previous worst was Stephanie Hall in 2015 with minus $6,800. LeVar Burton will guest host all week. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.